I'm David Byrd. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia advisor Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Russia slays political opponents and China's tactics would be horrifyingly familiar to former East Germans. Reuters correspondent Emmer McCarthy has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol. But he said the West had lost its way in the, quote, afterglow of that proud moment, and that authoritarianism is rising.
That is Emmer McCarthy of Reuters. This is VOA News. Turkey's